Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want you to meet somebody who we had on the TV morning show a week or so ago. Really, a really nice guy, really interesting guy, and maybe has the coolest job in the world. Michael Morrissey has created comic books, original comic series, and has a book out right now that's called Black Star Renegades. And he's from Chicago, and he has been part of comic book. That if you're into comic books, undoubtedly ones that you are familiar with. Mike, welcome to WGN. It's great to have you here with us. I apologize that you had to sit through all this Crisco conversation.
No, it takes me back to college.
Yeah. So it's all of our guests this morning are like, what show did I come on? Why am I doing this again? How did you get started doing this? This just seems like the coolest job ever that a guy could have.
I love it for sure. It is a pretty cool job. It's funny, I went to Northwestern for grad school, and I went and wrote and wrote and wrote, and I remember when I graduated, the first thing I remember telling my wife, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go write some comics. So all that money I spent at Northwestern.
Yeah, I was going to say, your parents must have been really happy that put you through Northwestern and comic books, sir.
Yeah.
Where you gravitate to, right?
Exactly. No, they were thrilled, yeah.
You were obviously a comic book kid growing up, right?
Yeah, I'm a kid of the 80s of like comic books, video games, a lot of TV, you know, stuff like that. So it wasn't anything new, but so I just said I want to write comics, and I started writing small, you know, comics, shorter comics and anthologies, and built my way up until I finally got a break doing a series for Image called Hoax Hunters. That was my first, I guess you can say, bigger series.
Yeah, so how do you even get started in something like this? I mean, do you... You drew the art and
no, I never drew.
You just wrote the stories.
Yeah, right. My drawing is terrible, really bad. But so I started writing scripts and just, you know, I was reading a lot of comics at the time, you know, and I always have. And I knew of a couple magazines, like anthology magazines, that took shorter comics. So I figured that was a good place to cut my teeth. And I was lucky enough to reach out to some places, and they were receptive to looking at some scripts, and they liked what I did. So they paired me up with a few artists, and I was able to kind of learn how they functioned. And it was a good way of me learning how comics functioned and how they worked, how they were made, and just short 3-page, 5-page stuff. And I did that for a while and learned a little bit more and, you know, knock on wood, got a little bit better, and like kept going, you know, making my way like through the ranks, so to speak.
Yeah, so fast forward us through your career, because I'm sure it didn't happen overnight.
No.
But suddenly you're working on like some of the coolest superhero projects in comic book history, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky, man. I've written Superman, which is a, you know, bucket list, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Suicide Squad, above the Flash, and I'm working on a cool graphic novel now that I've been doing for DC for a while. I was selected to be in a DC workshop, like a writer's program. It was the first one that they'd ever done. That was 2 years ago. So I went through their program, which was taught by Scott Snyder, who's like their flagship writer. From there, after that, you know, I was given a little bit of work and a little bit of more, and, you know, I've just gotten some regular jobs with them for the last, it's been about 2 years now.
If anyone, you know, is interested in this, you know, maybe their kids, their grandkids are interested in this, give us a call, 312-981-7200. I'd be curious to, you know, to see what kind of advice somebody would get for something like this. But I just want to focus on what you did and what that process is like. So you sit down and you write a story. Are you writing a story, you know, based on the kind of the history of these characters, you know, the more famous ones? You can't go too far off the tracks, I would think, right?
No, there's pretty good guidelines in terms of what you're allowed to do for the continuity of time. You know, comics are always evolving in terms of who's what characters are doing what at any certain moment, and they're crossing over into other books, and they're evolving, and they're changing, and they're going to different universes. So there's a lot. There's always a lot going on in comics because it's so expansive. So you do have some sort of reins. You know, my experience has always been trying to keep it as simple as possible because I've only, you know, I've written issue or two here or there. So mine has always been more grounded stories, which have, for me, has been a way to like focus in on like, okay, you know, instead of like trying to go big and too long of stories, you know, keep it grounded, keep it simple, and really just get to the core and the heart of the character in as short amount of space as possible.
Yeah. Have you, you know, written stories? I assume that there's an editor or some process where you hand your work in, and they trash it to pieces and give it back to you, right?
Absolutely.
And you just start over. You basically start over again, right? Is that how it works?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There is in times where I've turned in scripts. I think it was for The Flash. I was writing a multiple issue story on that, and we got to like midway through, and it's like Jenga where you pull out the one piece and then the whole thing collapses.
That's got to be, I mean, I'm sure you're used to it by now because you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, but I kind of expect it.
But it's, yeah, it can't be easy when you think that, I'm sure you finished projects and you thought to yourself, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. This is the best thing that's ever. Oh, they're going to love this. This is going to be so great. And then you get it back and there's nothing but, you know, red pencil markings all over it.
Oh yeah, totally. And there's those ones where you like, you think you're done, and it's like the horror movie where the hand pops up from the grave. You know, that's like, and you're like, no, it's still back.
Wow, what a comparison. Yeah, I guess I get that. Let me take a quick break and we'll come back and talk more. Mike Morrissey is here with us. I want to talk about his book, Black Star Renegades, which is just out. It's kind of I don't want to call it like a Star Wars tribute, but it is sort of in a way. We'll get back to it all in just a second. 312-981-7200 if you want to join in. WGN. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Mike Morrissey is here with us today. Comic book writer and author of Black Star Renegades, that is just out. Mike, explain what Black Star Renegades is.
Sure. It's a story of a guy named Cade who circumstantially gets a very powerful weapon thrust into his hands, and he's the very, very wrong choice to have this weapon. He's kind of a ne'er-do-well type of character, but if he and a bunch of ragtag rebels like him don't figure out what to do with it and how to use it, then an evil kingdom will take over the galaxy. So kind of Star Wars, kind of Guardians of the Galaxy, stuff like that.
Yeah, and some of the material that I've read, a lot of people in reviewing this have said that it's it feels like a bit of a tribute to Star Wars. Did you intend it to be in that way?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Star Wars is one of my favorite things in the world.
And I saw it again. Yeah, I saw The Last Jedi again yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get to round four, but I haven't got there yet.
You would be going on round four? Because yesterday was my third time.
Oh, so we're tied.
and still enjoyed it. I sort of went to see it again, because so many people have been trashing it, and I just wanted to see if I could understand what it is that people are complaining about. I completely enjoyed it again yesterday.
No, I thoroughly enjoy it. I don't understand. I mean, I think I do understand in a like a perverse way, and my understanding doesn't make me feel good about things. But, but you know, just looking at it as a Star Wars experience and a cinematic experience, it's thrilling and wonderful, and I love it.
Yeah. So you took some of that when you were writing Black Star Renegades, and kind of the structure of Black Star Renegades is kind of based on your love of Star Wars?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's always, you know, similar to George Lucas, there's that thread of like the Joseph Campbell, you know, archetypal hero journey, hero myth, and going from that also like, you know, Japanese cinema, pulp novels, pulp shows, space pulps like Buck Rogers, Flash Gordon, stuff like that. There's all things that I love as well. But it's just the general idea of Star Wars of like a space adventure that's fun. That is big on, you know, having, you know, big characters and just having, you know, this kind of like rollicking adventure. And that's what I wanted to capture. Not like the story of Star Wars, but the spirit of Star Wars.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. And let me just say that I have never heard anybody loved doing the show as much as you do, Dean. You laughed for straight hours.
thank you.
So, Mr. Morrissey, first of all, I am so honored to get to talk to you. Rocher Limit was one of my all-time favorite books.
Oh, wow.
Please
thank
bring
you.
It back. Oh, please bring it back. Oh, please.
Oh, I'm trying. And I have some ideas, so thank you. That's awesome.
Explain what it is. Hang on one second, man. Just explain what he's talking about, though.
So Rocher Limit is a comic series I did at Image. It was a trilogy. It's kind of a sci-fi noir series. And it came out maybe 3 years ago, three, I believe. It was about 14 issues is what it ran.
And so you're a big fan. You're a big fan, Matt, I assume.
Oh, yeah. I read comics weekly. And awesome. My wallet hates me for it, but my brain loves it.
But Mike loves you for it.
Yeah, yeah. Bless you, sir.
You're very welcome. My two questions are the following. One, you know, I write a lot of stuff, but when you look at, like, Image submissions or anything, you need an artist. I drew stick figures with their arms on their heads in the old second grade. I can't draw. So how do I work around that? And number two, I don't know if Dean's told you, but he did see the Batmobile driving by the studio.
Yes, I have.
Oh, I wish that would happen.
I am pretty sure I was not hallucinating that morning.
I like that's only pretty sure.
Well, you know, when they made the Batman movies, they made them here in Chicago.
Right.
And, you know, here, Matt, is the little tidbit. When they were making the Dark Knight movies, they stored all of the vehicles for those movies in what was an industrial area right by WGN Television, right in back of us. Now, that and whole industrial area has now been redeveloped, but it was not unusual to be sitting at work at WGN TV and see all the Gotham City police vehicles go by, or the Batmobile. We would see the Batmobile all the time going down Bradley Place.
Well,
it was super cool. But yeah, one morning I was sitting here in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. The Batmobile goes by. I try not to get distracted by what I'm looking at outside the window, but it's the freaking Batmobile. How do you not get distracted by that? Anyway.
You know, I just want to say, Dean, please keep it up. I love your show, and I really hope that if I ever walk by, you'll make a funny face at me.
I definitely will. That's what I specialize in. Matt, thanks for the call, I think. Here is Sue in River Forest. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Greetings to you, gentlemen. I love WGN. And Mr. Morrissey, I wondered, when I was an art student back in the day, our instructors told us basically, don't turn in your best work the first time around because the supervisor or person hiring your work, you know, they kind of feel compelled maybe to turn it down that first time. So my question would be, did you sometimes, forgive me for asking it, you know, downright or whatever you would call it, a little bit,
knowing that it was going to be trashed.
Oh,
right.
I just assume it's going to be trashed all the time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So why turn in your best draft if you know someone's going to trash it, right? Sue, is that what you're saying?
Exactly, right, basically.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think that's a really good question. So, you know, my peace of mind about that is that, you know, no matter what stage you get to, whether you're turning into an editor or a publisher or releasing in public through a publisher or by yourself or whatever, there's always going to be people who are going to trash you, like, no matter what. So my best defense is that you do always do your best stuff. I mean, and expect, you know, someone's going to trash you. Someone's going to be critical. You know, there's just people who feel like, you know, compelled to say something about your work. And, you know, you just have to be prepared to defend it, you know, and you know, stand your ground. I mean, there's always times when you negotiate. There's always times when you always have to listen, especially to your editors. But, like, you also have to stand your ground as well and say, no, this is good. I know what I'm doing. And stick to your guns, wherever the path takes you doing that.
Terrific. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Sue, thank you very much for the call. So are you just constantly, you know, thinking of, you know, names of planets and creatures, and I mean that's what I mean, that it would be the coolest job in the world to just create all of these things all the time as your job.
Yeah.
That's your job.
That's my job. Yeah, I do. I am thinking all the time. You know, I'm also like, what also helps is like I've kind of incorporated this into like my like life, and I've gotten friends to start playing Dungeons and Dragons with me. So like that's just constant story creation. So now I have people around me creating stories as well and sharing this like nerd universe. But I mean, yeah, I mean, that's in one form or another, I'm always kind of making stuff up or thinking where stories can go or can't go. And that's my job. And yeah. it's I love it. It's great.
Well, you know, I, since you've been here this morning, I think a really good character for a comic book would be Crisco Man.
I'm ready taking notes.
Who roams the city, fighting crime and greasing up street poles to keep the city safe.
Well, yeah, I mean, what superheroes essentially do is perform a public service. So Crisco Man is filling that need.
You're welcome. That's all I can say. You're welcome. My pleasure. Mike's book is Black Star Renegades. It's on St. Martin's Press and is out and available now. Great to see you again. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.